This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Amazon is sending automatic refunds to millions of Prime members after a Federal Trade Commission secured a massive $2.5 billion settlement with the Washington-based technology company and online retailer. The FTC announced the settlement after filing a complaint against the e-commerce giant back in 2023, accusing Amazon of deceptive Amazon Prime enrollment practices, tricking customers into signing up, and then making it too difficult to cancel the subscription. Amazon will pay the $2.5 billion settlement, but did not admit wrongdoing. Amazon Prime customers eligible for the refund include those who signed up for the service between June 2019 and June 2025, and who did not use the benefit more than 3 times in a year. As Amazon begins to make the payouts, customers will receive an email from the company if they are entitled to an automatic refund. The claim money, with a maximum refund per person up to $51, can be transferred through PayPal or Venmo, or received as a mailed check. Customers can go to subscriptionmembershipsettlement.com and submit a claim online. NASA hopes to send a team of astronauts on a mission around the moon as soon as February. The Artemis II mission was initially projected for April, but the agency has since expressed optimism that an earlier launch date is looking likely. The overarching goal of the Artemis program is to once again land astronauts on the moon and eventually establish a long-term presence there. While the 2026 crew will not be landing on the moon, they will be the first to travel beyond low Earth orbit since the Apollo 17 mission in 1972. Seth Bodner has resigned as president of the University of Montana in Missoula, a role that he's held for more than 8 years. The decision is the latest sign that Bodner, a 46-year-old military veteran, former General Electric executive, and higher education administrator, plans to enter this year's U.S. Senate race as an independent candidate. Montana Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian, along with the Board of Regents, will oversee the search to hire the university's next president. There is no timeline for that process, and Bodner also will remain in his post until an interim president is named. Bodner's announcement last Wednesday is his first public acknowledgement of a potential run for the U.S. Senate. Rumors of Bodner entering the race to challenge two-term incumbent Republican Senator Steve Daines picked up steam earlier this month after John Tester, the last Democrat to win a statewide election in Montana, started quietly urging party insiders to support the university president as a challenger. A text message sent by the former senator said Bodner stood a better chance at beating Daines than a Democrat and ignited a political maelstrom among political insiders and Democratic Party officials. Currently, there are 5 Democrats who plan to challenge Senator Daines: Riley Neal from Livingston, Michael Blackwolf from Hayes, Michael Hummert from Helena, Alani Bankhead from Helena, and Kate McLaughlin from Kalispell. A political race as an independent wouldn't be the first time that Bodner faced an uphill climb. When Bodner took over as president at the University of Montana, the campus was in the throes of a 6-year enrollment decline and related budget crisis. Leadership turnover was frequent, and the university was still grappling with the fallout from a widely publicized sexual assault scandal. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.